Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales Season 3. We are your hosts,
Chris Moyers,
and I'm Dan Stickney. And if you don't know by now, we like to have a few beers and share tales of the supernatural, paranormal, and just plain strange.
So sit back, grab yourself a drink, and dive into the strange with us.
Welcome back to Ales and Strange Tales, Season 3, Episode 10, Season
Finale! We made it.
We made it. Another season done and over with.
Skidded through this one.
Yeah, a bit, right? Well, we have a special episode for you, kind of. We're going to read hate mail that we received on the internet. Basically, just from our Facebook ads that people really seem to dislike.
Yeah, it cracks me up. I don't know why they're so mad.
Yeah, this one guy really pissed me off. We're going to read that one for you. It still pisses me off just going over it again. Yeah. And then I guess we got a couple of strange newses to end out the ep and the season.
A little bit of news. I got one. You got one.
Yep. So hopefully that turns out pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, what kind of beer you got?
Well, I saw this at the liquor store, and I just like, fuck it. I never had it. But the logo looks pretty awesome.
It looks very awesome.
It's in the kind of font, if you will, of Hulkamania.
Oh, yeah.
And this is it's called Rewakamania, brother. And it's called, I don't know, I've never heard of these hops. Rewaka, I'm guessing. R-I-W-A-K-A. Never heard of that. I kind of know some hops and whatnot, but
I do not know anything about it.
It's got Rewaka and Mosaic. It's an IPA. It's good. It's got a weird, like, maybe sour-ish aftertaste.
Is it expired like mine?
I don't think so. I can't tell.
Look at the bottom. Mine expired in July of 2020, so that's cool. Or it was canned that day. Either way, it's old as fuck.
Yeah, it looks like I see 22 somewhere, so I think we're still good.
Awesome.
Well, it is 23 now, so.
But just yeah. Just turned 23.
And it's from a Hop Butcher out of Bedford Park, Illinois.
Oh, another local. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, well, it has tasty notes. Holy shit.
I got mine because of the cool cover. Look at it. It's broccoli.
It is broccoli.
There's a lot of broccoli all around.
It's like a broccoli leopard print.
Yeah, it's weird.
Neon leopard print.
Is that pink? I'm colorblind. I don't fucking know.
Pink in the background, and it's like a little greenish broccoli.
I can see that now.
Yeah.
It's called Other Half Broccoli. Imperial India Pale Ale, 7.9%.
Do they put broccoli in it?
I was wondering that. It doesn't taste like it.
Yeah. With their hops.
It's out of, fuck, I looked up how to say this, now I completely forgot. Canandaigua, New York.
Oh, from New York, that's why. Some weird stuff going on.
Some weird bullshit. It tastes weird. It's expired. It's gotta be. It's fucking over 2 years old, so. That's cool. Anyways,
bullshit.
Let's hop right into this asshole's comment that's been stewing in my brain for a while here. So we pay a little bit of money for Facebook to put ads out on Facebook for people to see.
Spread the word.
Trying to get people to give us stories, listen to the podcast. It hasn't really worked. It worked a couple of times,
bit, yeah.
Right? A couple of people sent stories.
But not compared to the money I've spent.
Well, we'll start. Yeah, exactly. We've spent. We'll start with this asshole. Ed Hodke says, stick your sponsor page up your ass.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the other guy.
By the way, he's right above the other guy.
Oh.
Now I'm going to get to this real fucking asshole. Mad Scientist D. Sims. He says, because he's a fucking idiot, this ad on Facebook is showing in Virginia. Maybe you should get your money back. Then Dan, trying to be like a civil human being, said, we want this ad everywhere. If someone has a strange story, you can type it up or record a voice message and email it to us.
Yeah.
And then Mad Scientist D. Sims, like the typical asshole that he is, says, well, people are going to make an ass of it, and it will probably make a million tire shot between you and them.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. Dan, being civil again, says it is what it is. I say, It's a podcast, doofus. Why would it matter if you're in a different state? And then this prick says, I don't give a shit, not interested in your funky-ass podcast. And then I said, then fuck off, shit lips. And that was the end of that. Why would it matter if we're in a different state with a podcast?
Yeah.
I cannot understand what he's talking about.
I don't understand it either. Like, yeah.
So if you're a fan, fuck you, Mad Scientist D. Sims. But thanks for tuning in if you are. All right, you want to take the next one?
There's one here that's pretty crazy. I don't know if I want to read it, but I think it's just funny.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. I'd say read it.
I'll read it. This is from Jesus. Father God, I cast Satan, Allah, Lucifer, the devil, and demons, evil snakes, evil taxes, evil spring break, evil hate, evil OTS CEO, evil sex, evil Humana, evil ECMI, evil sports, evil Hollywood, evil schools, evil Disney, evil whiskey, evil banks, evil people, evil Supreme Court, evil LSD, evil pills, evil drugs, evil doctors, evil hospital, evil PTSD, evil news, evil money, evil AIDS, evil MS, evil cancer, evil WWE, evil AIDS, evil depression, evil killing, evil money, evil government, evil FBI, evil Facebook, evil YouTube, evil sickness, evil disease, evil Yahoo, evil MSN, evil wars, evil cops, evil CDC, evil FDA, and into hell for life in Jesus' holy name. Amen. I cast Satan and Allah and Lucifer and the devil and the demon, evil liver and heart disease into hell for eternal life in Jesus' holy name. Amen. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. In Jesus' holy name. I repent from my sins, my heart, mind, soul, body, and blood, line, and my eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and tongue. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
That's a wild one.
That's a lot of fucking evil there.
Yeah, I hope he's a fan because I like that a lot.
I don't even know what. I didn't know what to reply to. Or did I reply to it? Oh, it was just a little gif.
I can't even see it. What the fuck? I see that you replied to him, but
of Bubbles just like blinking his eyes. Bubbles,
yeah, we're throwing for a loop on that one.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, dude.
There's some psycho fucks that we're getting our message out to, apparently.
Everything is evil. Why even bother living?
So, yeah, that's wild. I like him a lot more than this fucking Mad Scientist D. Sims, I can tell you that. And then we got Lori Workman saying stupid spam, which bothers me a bit. And an Ernie St. George, this guy.
Oh, Ernie, yeah.
It's a little GIF thing, or what is it?
That's a meme.
A meme, yeah, I guess it's a meme. Of Trump, and it says, you must be a real douchebag fucking loser if you're paying Facebook to advertise. Laugh my fucking... What is it?
Butt off?
L-M-F-F-B-O.
Laugh my fucking face. I don't have no idea what that one is.
Well, fuck you, Ernie. Thank you, anyways, for that.
Well, I was being nice, and I said, yo, Ernie, you're real funny. You should be a comedian. And I put Ernie from fucking Sesame Street up there.
See,
thumbs
very
up.
Very nice. Very nice of you. James sent something to us that wasn't too mean, so that's good. You should read Robert for us.
Robert. This is a pretty good one, actually. It's not so much hate, but it's just pretty fun. I locked my keys in the house and couldn't get in, so I went in and got them so I could unlock the door.
Yeah.
That was a strange story.
So, well, we appreciate the story there, Robert. At least you're doing what you're told, man.
Yeah.
And what else do we got? Kathy. We won't give last names because we're civil
yeah,
people,
I'm trying not
obviously.
To give last names. I don't see Kathy.
But Kathy says, yes, I was scrolling Facebook, minding my own damn business, and this odd ad pops up asking me if I had any strange stories. What the hell? Like, obviously they know what it said, bitch, because they're on the comment section of it. So
why are you so concerned?
Yeah, just scroll past it. Fuck.
How about this one from Mike, another funny one? I ain't telling you shit. Except about that time I jizzed on some hooker titties.
Well, that's a strange story, kind of, I guess.
Guess so.
You're getting hookers. That's interesting.
Yeah, good, you know, good on you, man.
I'm out of shit now. I don't see anything else for some
what
reason.
Else? I know there's got to be some. There was another one somewhere.
It keeps going back to most relevant. Motherfucker.
Julie posted a meme. Losers, scammers, and idiots that pay Facebook to solicit.
Solicit.
Yeah, that's how dumb they are. They're garbage on our newsfeed. Your very existence go against our community standards. You have been reported. Your wanted solicitation is considered as harassment.
What? And we're scammers? What the fuck? Yeah. Listen to a fucking podcast. It's all... Oh, man. She bothered me, too.
I just put some weird fucking meme. Like, I don't give a shit, you know?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
And then she flipped me off. You know, the arm... You put, I don't know, the, it's not the middle finger, but you put your other arm, I don't know how to describe
it.
You cross your arm. Yeah. That's pretty much a flip off. That's what she did.
I used to do that as a kid for some reason. I don't know who taught me that. Is that a New Yorker thing, or is the flick in your chin the New Yorker
that's
thing?
That's it, yeah. Maybe Italian.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, man.
Yeah, well, she's a jag-off, so we're done with her. For some reason, I can't see anything else.
Well, we got a couple memes from other people. Becky, you know, the Dos Equis guy meme. I don't always report sponsored ads on Facebook as spam. Wait, yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
Every fucking one of them. I mean, I was just like, what did I say?
Well, we paid Facebook to do it, bitch, so what are they going to do?
What do you got to report for?
Yeah.
What is the problem?
It's an ad. We're promoting our fucking podcast. I don't understand.
Why are you so... But hey, they're like... They're so mad, but they take the time to say something and actually helps us out and spreads them.
Yeah, now we have a whole episode.
The algorithm, too, though, it just helps everything out when people comment and like
That's
it.
What I heard, yeah.
So I appreciate all this, actually.
Other than the scientist, mad scientist guy, fuck that guy. Why promote it in a different state? Oh, man.
And then from Aaron... You pay Facebook to advertise your shit on people's timelines? I'm not interested in your shit, so here you can have it back since you have already paid for it. It's a picture of a turd.
Huh. Oh, man.
And I just said, hope you have a shit-tastic day.
Yeah, good.
Howdy-ho!
Man, if we could actually read comments about the podcast itself, I'm pretty sure I'd be really pissed off all the time. You know, people have put the shit out there to say, don't let the comments get to you. I think I'm going to let every single one get to me. I need to watch out for that if we ever do get
I don't
comments,
let any of them get to me.
Well, I'll get to me for a bit, and then I'm going to
I'd just be happy if we were that at that point where we get all these crazy comments. I'd be loving that.
Yeah. There would be an upside to it, I suppose.
Help us get to that point, peeps.
If you want to piss me off, get us to that point because I'll see negative comments and I'm not going to like
it. Do it. Piss Chris off and we'll have a segment about it maybe every few weeks. If
yeah.
We get...
I can see us doing that. I like that.
Well, it's kind of all. There's some other ones that aren't really worth mentioning. They're not that great. Just some stupid.
Well, we got
memes.
About 14 minutes out of that, so that worked pretty good. Should we hop into... Strange news, strange news, All right, well, I'm scared to get off this page because my mic keeps fucking up. I had to fix it twice when you were reading that story.
Right. Oh, shit.
But I wasn't talking, so I can edit that out. Anyway, found a weird article. It says, man severs neck artery, suffers 3 strokes after turning head too quickly.
Jesus.
That's wild.
How do you like Why? Like, how is that even possible?
Imagine if you startled him just to be a dick, and then that happened.
Yeah, it's like, well, like, I headbang, you know? I'm like, I never... It's not that quick, I guess, but...
Well, that could do it. I guess if you go to a chiropractor, if they crack your neck
and
rip something, you could die doing that. I don't think that's very common, though.
No, not at all.
Anyway, a Missouri man can consider himself lucky to be alive after he ruptured a neck artery and suffered 3 strokes because of turning his head too quickly during a game of pick... pickleball. What the pickleball?
Pickleball is starting to fuck people up now. It's like a new, it's like tennis, but easier. It started off for like older folks.
Huh, you know, not anymore.
You don't think you really have to move too much. But is now it, now it's like a huge, it's very popular.
Is it like tennis without a racket or something?
No, it's a racket, like maybe heavier balls or something. Exactly. I didn't really read up on it, but it's like a new thing now.
Well, Joel Hendrick, a 35-year-old super fit man from Festus, I almost read that as fetus, Missouri, suffered the freak accident in November of last year. He and some friends were playing a game of pickleball, a racket sport similar to tennis. Wow, you know your shit, Dan.
Yeah.
When he quickly turned his head to one side to track a ball, he felt and heard a strong pop in the back of his head and immediately started experiencing symptoms that he had never felt before. Yikes. Little did he know that that quick neck turn had set in motion a series of injuries that would leave him fighting for his life. Moments after that violent neck pop, Joel experienced the worst vertigo of his life, and a couple of minutes later, he was being helped to the bench by his friends because he couldn't walk on his own.
Damn you, pickleball!
Yeah, pickleball fucked him up.
Damn you to hell! Evil, that guy should add fucking pickleball to this evil list.
Yeah, dude, might as well. The ground went out from under me and I ended up with extreme nausea and I was projectile vomiting. There was a tingling on the left side of my face, hand, and part of my leg.
Jesus.
The 35-year-old was quickly driven to the hospital where he was initially put in the waiting room.
What? Oh, yeah, just wait here for a minute.
With 50 or 60 other people.
What the fuck?
Luckily, Hendrick, who is a registered nurse, managed to explain his situation to a fellow nurse who immediately activated the protocol for suspected stroke victims. Minutes later, he was taken for a CT scan and then an MRI.
Jeez.
Doctors informed Joel that he had somehow dissected his artery, which had triggered three strokes in his lower cerebellum and part of the brain responsible for coordination and movement. The news shocked, obviously, it says the news shocked, obviously shocked the patient. Bad writing, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Who, as an active, healthy man in his mid-30s, that's our age.
My age, not my age.
Oh, yeah, you're 40. Holy shit. Wasn't expecting to hear such a verdict. Had that second nurse not taken me seriously and let me out there to wait, I have no doubt that I'd have a minimum, that I'd at minimum have permanent disabilities of some sort, balance and coordination, as Joel said.
Yeesh.
But that about sums it up on that. That's fucked terrible. Up. Don't be turning your heads too quickly, guys. It's no good.
I'm never going to play pickleball again.
I'm a bit scared, to be honest with you. What you got, Dan?
Oh, where'd you get that article from?
Good call on that. Man, now it's not.
Oh, you lost it. Now we're going to get sued.
OddityCentral.com. So I appreciate that. OddityCentral.com.
Right on. Well, I got a story from one of my favorites places, Mysterious Universe.
Ooh, there we go. We're keeping that one in there.
Ghosts cause cops to abandon police station in South Africa for the second time.
Second time, holy shit.
Fans of the song and the movie know that if there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call? However, their services are only available in New York, and ghostbusting companies in other cities are rare and often difficult to locate, so most people would call the local police first. What if there is something strange in your office building and you are the police?
Ooh.
That was the situation recently at a police station in South Africa where officers claim the ghosts are so bad they had to evacuate the building for days. You would think the detectives on the squad would have fixed this problem the last time it happened.
How the fuck are police gonna fix a ghost problem?
I don't know. Yep, the same police station had to be evacuated for days back in 2015. Just because the song says, "I ain't afraid of no ghost," doesn't mean you shouldn't do anything about them. What's going on at the Rilela Satellite Police Station in Greater Zanin, South Africa. According to the Citizen, the Citizen, I guess it's a paper or whatever, police officers at the Relala police station in Greater Zanin, I'm sorry if I'm butchering, in the province of Limpopo, in the northwestern corner of South Africa, claim they were forced to evacuate their headquarters between Christmas and New Year's Day of 2022 because the ghosts were driving them crazy. What could the ghosts do to terrify brave officers of the law to the point that they abandon their post and drive around all night, not even stopping for coffee or donuts? Officers told a reporter for the Citizen that the station is a fine place to work most days and nights, but it becomes a terrifying ghost palace on cloudy or rainy nights. They know what you're thinking, apparently. Could the wind and the rain be the cause of these ghosts? I hear, like, maybe, you know, there's theories where storms, all the electrical energy bring out ghosts, you know, in certain spots, you know.
That could happen, supposedly.
Yeah. Okay, heavy winds and rain might cause lights to flicker and unusual sounds to manifest, but these cops don't believe their ghosts are caused by the weather, animals, or anything natural. The Citizen confirms that the station is located in a grove of mango trees in the Relala village. That's strange.
Yeah.
But it is Africa, I guess. Surrounded are the old graves of a family that once lived there but moved away, leaving their dead relatives behind to haunt the police station. One might think that the police would do the same and find a new location for their station. But that would be too easy. And besides, maybe this is just a one-time haunting. Obviously not, because they've been
twice. Yeah, obviously fuck not.
The report comes from the Daily Sun on October 20th, 2015. And the quote-unquote police station is the same Relala police station in Greater Zanin in Limpopo. On that date, the station was in the news for two reasons. First, local residents had broken into the station, destroyed documents, and ransacked the place. Why?
You startled me, dude.
It appears the cops were sneaking off to visit their girlfriends while on duty.
Dang.
Oh, shit. The residents who broke in were upset because they had come to the station to report some... Oh, it says rhymes. I'm reporting rhymes, motherfucker.
You're saying, well, it is Africa.
Report some crimes and found it locked and empty. Locals told the media that they also saw the police running away during a robbery at the station. What the fuck? These pussy-ass cops.
They're running away.
Pussies, man. That's your fucking job.
That's why the place is haunted. They don't want to go back to work, dude. Now we figured it out.
Yeah, fuckers. It ain't haunted. However, the cops may have a legitimate excuse.
Yeah, bullshit.
There have recent news reports of ghost activities and attacks there. This sounds eerily similar to the recent report, although the 2015 incidents make no mention of the weather. However, it does say that the ghost activities had been occurring since for 10 months, January 2015. A local resident informed the media that could be ghosts seeking revenge on the police, but they are not members of the family whose graves surround the station.
That's interesting.
I don't know, there's like so much more.
I think we got the gist of that.
Yeah, the rest of it's just whatever. That's pretty good, though, but it sounds like they just want days off. And
that's what I gathered.
They just want to fuck around.
And what you were reading, that's what it sounds like.
Doesn't sound like no haunting.
And you said they were running away from people robbing the police station?
Yes.
What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Was it an armed militia? They're not understanding it. Was this a couple of assholes?
Unless they got, they don't have details about it. But You would think they'd be, the police would be armed at least. Like,
yeah, it should be a couple of them with a gun, right? Listen,
I know there's some crazy shit that goes down in Africa, but who knows?
We don't. All right, we got a couple minutes left. I guess we'll run into one more news article here.
One more.
This is news to Dan because I didn't run it by him, news but fuck me. It. Let's do it.
It better be good, brother.
This is from the same fucking thing. What is it? OddityCentral.com. Man lives with 30-kilogram life-size silicone model of dead wife. An Indian man has been making news headlines for honoring his late wife's wish to build a life-size statue of her so they could still be together. What?
That's
a weird
creepy
thing. Tapas Sandilya, a retired government employee from India's West Bengal, lost his wife of 39 years in 2021 during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh, sorry about that. You know?
No good. Wait, what the fuck? Oh, his wife is named Indrani. She was taken to the hospital while he was forced into isolation. Wait, what the fuck? Who the hell is Indrani?
That's his wife.
Is it? Because now it makes it seem like it wasn't. All right. Let's cut all that up. Indrani was taken to the hospital while he was forced into isolation. Andrani's his wife. So he couldn't be by her side when she passed away. Determined to at least fulfill one of his wife's final wishes, Tapas started looking for an artist that could create a lifelike silicone statue of Indrani and spent 6 months and around $3,000 on the unusual project.
Ooh, damn.
He says, we visited the ISKCON temple in Mayapur a decade ago and could not stop admiring the lifelike statues of the order's founder, A.C. Whoa. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it does. Tapas Sandilya told the Times of India, it was then Indrani had me of her desire for a similar statue if she appeared to pass away before me. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Last year, Sandilya, I keep changing the way I pronounce this every fucking time I say it, found a sculptor willing to work on the life-size silicone model of his late wife and spent days working with him on a clay cast that would later become the base of the silicone casting. The 65-year-old made sure that the model came out to his liking, insisting that nothing less than Indrani's actual facial expression would do for him.
That's all he needs?
I guess.
Nothing, no anatomical correctness of anything,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Apparently he just wants the mouth. Anyways, in the end, the sculptor came through with a 30-kilogram silicone model of Indrani dressed in Assamese silk sari?
I have no idea.
I fucking suck. That the woman had worn at her son's wedding reception is now permanently seated on a swing, her favorite place in the family home. He says, my family was strictly opposed to the idea of installing such a lifelike sculpture, but gave in. Some of my relatives and neighbors helped. Tapas told Indian reporters, if we can keep framed photographs at home after someone's death, why not a statue? Let's hope you keep it outside and you're not doing any funny business, buddy.
Yeah.
But fuck it.
But why not?
You do it. Don't do it in front of your family members, but don't let them kiss her face of the statue when they come to visit. But, you know, other than that, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, why not? Have at it.
Anyway, that's all she wrote on that one. And that's all she wrote on this episode, because we're fresh out of everything.
That's pretty much it.
So apparently, if we don't get any stories, next season will just be me reading about some bullshit fucking haunted areas and strange news.
It'll just be Chris. Because I quit!
Me. Yeah, he's going to quit if you don't send stories in.
I'm going to quit.
So, so if our four listeners want more shit... Have people send in some stories.
Share it with your friends, your family, your frenemies.
Yeah, your worst enemies. If you don't like the podcast,
send it to them.
And send it to alesandstrangetales@gmail.com. Once again, that is alesandstrangetales@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram.
And you won't find us for a while because this is the season finale. This is Chris.
And Dan.
Cheers.
Cheers.